RME, or rapid maxillary expansion, is a well-established orthodontic treatment technique. The main advantage of this form of expansion is that the heavy forces that are applied lead to separation of the mid-palatal suture, and this results in maximum skeletal change and hopefully minimizing orthodontic tooth movement or tipping. Unfortunately, the heavy forces may produce mechanical stress on teeth, leading to gingival recession, tipping, and perhaps root resorption. In order to reduce the chances of this, new methods of RME application have been introduced in which the appliance can be fixed to various areas in the palate, and this was the subject of this interesting systematic review. It was published in the European Journal of Orthodontics, and it was called "Do Different Maxillary Expansion Appliances Influence the Outcome of Treatment?" And the lead author was Dr. Al-Gharbi. Their aim was to evaluate the immediate effects of different types of RME appliance design. In order to do this, they carried out a standard systematic review, and they attempted to find papers that were randomized clinical trials or prospective controlled studies evaluating the different types of rapid maxillary expansion. The population of interest was patients who were aged 18 years or less, and the outcome were the differences in skeletal and dental effects of these appliances. They carried out a standard electric search followed by a hand search where relevant, and the data collection was performed by 3 reviewers. At the end of their reviews, they found a total of 7 articles. These were 6 randomized trials and 1 prospective non-randomized trial. It wasn't possible for them to carry out a meta-analysis because of heterogeneity within the data, and they therefore carried out a narrative review. Their main finding and conclusion was that all types of maxillary expansion appliance, that is, bone or tooth-anchored appliance, produced significant expansion in the mid-palatal suture. However, they did not find any real difference in the dental effects of these appliances, and found it very difficult for further conclusions to be drawn. I thought that this was a good quality systematic review. They certainly confined the sources of their data to randomized trials and other high levels of evidence. And it is an unfortunate fact that due to differences between the studies in terms of methodology, the appliances tested and the outcomes, that they could not carry out a meta-analysis. In effect, they concluded that all the appliances worked to a degree and there were no real differences in tooth movement. I think that this represents our current state of knowledge, and I think we need to remember that conventional non-invasive treatment in which the RME appliance is fixed to the teeth and there are very limited adverse effects. However, I would be very interested to see any trials that evaluate the effects of bone-borne rapid maxillary expansion appliances, because this certainly seems a logical step to take in the evolution of this very useful orthodontic appliance.